This is a show about bodies. I have a body. You have a body.
We all have bodies. Bodies are weird. Bodies are funny. Bodies are good.
Here lies plenty of bodies, but we promise we aren't murderers.
If you feel squeamish about bodies, don't fear.
You'll find nothing but body positivity here.
Welcome to Beautiful Bodies. This is our first episode of Beautiful Bodies. Mm-hmm. I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Willow.
And here we are. Here we are, just jumping into the foray of podcasting. Why did we decide to do this, Willow?
So, from my perspective, whenever we get together,
yeah,
we spend way too much time and space talking about bodies.
Yeah.
So I think we just reached the conclusion of, let's make it official.
Yeah. We were standing in a academic building on our campus, and I was talking about how I'm never going to do research ever again.
Oh, yes. Yes,
because we're, yeah, cause right we're graduating. Yeah. And I was like, I'm never going to do research again. I need to find a way to be able to do research for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And I said, well, I guess I could start a podcast. And Willow just looked at me and went, body positivity podcast.
I mean, it was perfect. It's basically like we've been doing research for the past 2 years.
Yeah, basically, since we've known each other, every conversation we've ever had.
Truly. And when we're in class together,
yeah,
it usually comes up.
Yeah, always. I would say it always comes up.
That's fair.
If not every day, at least every week.
Easily.
So let's talk about why we feel qualified to do this podcast.
Absolutely.
So except, aside from the fact that we're both very smart and
thank you.
Very well-rounded and very interesting, I am, as I love to say, a lifelong fat girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just since the moment I was born, just rocking these roles. And it's not something that I've, in fact, for most of my life, it's been something that I'm, like, ashamed of or uncomfortable with. And it's only been recently that I've started to love and accept my body and do things that I wouldn't be able to do or wear things that I wouldn't be able to do if right. I didn't love and accept my body. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, you're doing the same journey.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And for me, right, I'm a chronically ill, disabled non-binary body.
Yeah, we should say Willow uses they them pronouns and I, Alyssa, use she her pronouns.
Yeah. And sometimes my body feels like a prison.
Yeah. You should explain why.
Oh, yes, of course. Why? But it's so complicated.
Willow has EDS.
Yeah, which is Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a type of connective tissue disorder that folks are born with, and it's essentially like the glue that holds the entirety of my body together is faulty.
Yep.
Which is super fun.
So sometimes Willow's joints just dislocate.
Yeah. Like, what are those, like, little, like, I feel like I used to have, like, a Bullwinkle doll.
Uh-huh.
That you could, like, make the strings really taut.
Yeah.
Or, like, make them loose and he would, like, and fall to the ground. And, like, that's me.
Yep.
And EDS has a lot of, like, either comorbid issues like migraines, IBS, gastrointestinal, asthmatic, you know, truly, if you could name it, people with EDS probably have it.
Yeah.
But I only recently got my diagnosis. So yeah, sort of a lifelong journey of unpacking.
Yeah, and of chronic pain and
not being believed by doctors.
Yeah, which is something we're going to talk about a lot.
So much.
Yeah. And then you're also non-binary.
Yeah.
And you're living in a non-binary body.
True. These things are true.
Yeah. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about that later. We don't need to unpack trauma.
Oh boy, but will it come?
And, you know, we said in our intro, there's nothing but positivity here. We mean it. We're going to talk about things that suck, and we're going to talk about things that make us feel bad, and we're going to talk about societal and cultural issues that are really oppressive and really terrible, but we will always leave you with something hopeful and insightful, and hopefully you'll be able to find some comfort or camaraderie in the way that we talk about these things rather than feeling even worse about them.
Right, absolutely. And this is like a process of unpacking shitty things that we've learned about our bodies or learned via people around us. Mm. Oh, it's also worth noting I'm a small body.
Yes, Willow is a bird boned.
I walk through the world and people say, keep going, champ.
Yeah, good for you for being skin and bones. Congrats. Yeah,
you healthy thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so healthy.
As they deteriorate.
I know, that's so funny. Okay. So then we want to, you know, this is the episode zero. We're just kind of laying. Zero. Yeah, we're laying the groundwork and getting kind of these, you know, little things out of the way. So we want to talk about how our conceptual framework for what we're doing in terms of this is a very, very, very inclusive space. This is an anti-racist, anti-sexist, pro-intersectional feminism space.
Anti-white supremacy.
Yeah.
Anti-Donald Trump.
Yeah. Capitalist critical.
Capitalist critical. Because I like my face masks.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, capitalism does you know, gives us those great, great beauty products and also tells us that we need those beauty products or
you're
else
an
we
ugly
suck.
And if you don't wear makeup for $50...
Yeah, and there
you're
will
worthless.
There will also be an explicit label on this podcast, I promise, because we will be using potty mouths.
Big potty mouths.
Big potty mouths. But in terms of our framework, you know, we're trying to be very inclusive. And going along with that is the fact that this is a learning space.
Absolutely.
For everybody. We're learning. Everybody's learning.
Probably going to say something that's fucked up.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, we're probably going to make a mistake somewhere along the way. And we want to know about it. We don't want to live in our ignorance. We want someone to tell us, hey, what you did was super bad, so that we can learn. So feel free to, you know, tell us that we goofed.
Yeah, and low stakes. It won't be like a, can you please cite 7 academic resources as to why I have offended you?
Yeah, just tell us.
And we'll, yeah.
We will not make you work for it, I promise. We will believe you.
Radical.
Yeah, we will not ask you to prove anything. Oh. Yeah, that is radical. Isn't it? After all, this is your regular dose of radical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And radical body positivity.
Yeah. And so in that same vein, the last kind of housekeeping thing I want to talk about is the language we're going to be using. Where I love saying that I'm fat. You know, I said that in the intro, lifelong fat girl.
Totally.
And a lot of people don't like that. Yeah, don't like that word, don't like anything to do with that. And I'm trying to be conscientious of that, but I'm also not trying to, like, say that it's a bad word.
Right, because you're reclaiming it.
Exactly. I feel like if it's also, like, it's the same thing of, like, gay, you know, where, like, it just means something. It's not an insult. It just means something.
Right. Or like, we're hella queer.
Yeah. Like, we're both super queer. That's not an insult to us. That's just what we are.
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel about fat, too. And when you make that into a bad thing, then you're telling me that I'm bad.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't conceive fat as being a bad thing. It's just a thing.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's a thing that I'm okay with and that there's no reason I shouldn't be.
Yeah. Maybe similarly with the word bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of reclaiming that.
Yeah.
and I feel like bitch so often is maybe like when a woman or a female-bodied person acts how society expects a man to act. And you stand up for yourself.
Yeah,
and
you're transgressive.
And you don't apologize. And people sort of want to squash that down by calling you a bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel like it's a compliment.
I call you bitch all the time.
Yeah.
Bitch, please.
Bitch.
So should we talk about what body positivity is? So body positivity has been widely geared towards accepting fat bodies, plus size bodies. I'll be using fat and plus size interchangeably. Because I also think plus size is dumb. Let me go back to the language here.
Yeah.
I think plus size is dumb because
What does that even mean?
It's like 67% of people are plus size.
Right.
It's a majority.
Yeah.
And so you're just separating those people from the quote-unquote attractive thin people.
Yeah.
And saying, well, this 67% is bad and separate. They're mm-hmm. plus size.
Totally.
They're totally separate. They pay more money for their clothes. They can't find their clothes as easily. Mm-hmm. They're not accommodated in the world. They're bad.
Right.
And so I don't like the concept of the word plus size, but I'm going to use it anyway.
There's some use to it.
There's definitely some use to it, like, especially when talking to people who don't like it when I call myself fat.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, but body positivity has been a concept towards fat acceptance. It's also sometimes called the fat acceptance movement. And that's great. Like, that's a really important part of our society, as we're realizing that the vast majority of people and the vast majority of women are not between the sizes of 00 and 10.
Also, yikes, who decided to make 00 a size?
I know, seriously, you're just gonna make people just feel even worse about themselves.
Absolutely.
But so that's a very limited idea of body positivity, mm-hmm. of just being a fat acceptance space.
Maybe more like the birthplace.
Yeah.
A birthplace.
Yeah. That has been, I think, the birthplace is a great, great way to conceive of it. But that's not how we're going to be talking about it. I mean, that it, the, you know, size is going to be a huge part of the things that we talk about.
Absolutely.
But it's not the only thing we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. More of like a wider lens, right? Like, bodies.
All bodies. Bodies that are plus size, bodies that are disabled, bodies that are
black, brown,
yeah,
yellow.
not white, trans bodies, all that kind of stuff. Bodies deserve love, bodies deserve space, bodies deserve respect, regardless of what that body looks like and what it does.
And access to various spaces.
Yeah, and that's how, you know, that's how respect is shown. Is by saying, here's space for you.
And if, amazing.
And if they don't give you space, then they don't respect you.
God.
Which just Willow has a lot of experience
bring
with.
Up the trauma, Alyssa.
I know, bring up the trauma of the last week of your life. We're going to talk about that eventually, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna wreck two articles real quick.
Okay, do it.
So if you guys want to understand more about body positivity, I recommend the article in Bitch Media entitled The Fragility of Body Positivity. Mm. It was published in November of 2017 by Yvette Dionne, E-V-E-T-T, D-I-O-N-N-E. Not totally sure that I'm pronouncing that correctly. But she's just so, so great. It does a really great job of outlining what the body positivity movement has been and what the potential for it to be in the future is. So she writes in the article, body positivity can't focus on thin white women and simultaneously tackle discrimination against fat, trans, and disabled women. Mm. I read that wrong. Disabled people. Expanding legal protections must be the focus. Otherwise, the outcomes of our lives will continue to be determined by fat phobia, transphobia, and ableism. See my own... commentary
wow.
about the word women snuck in there.
Your own biases.
I know, my own implicit bias.
It's okay, learning process.
It's a learning process, you guys.
You folks.
Yeah, you folks. I know, see, guys is just such a gender-neutral term to me, but I know people don't read it like that.
Yeah, I mean, my Twitter handle right now is usedudes.
Usedudes. So the second article that I want to recommend is the BuzzFeed article, Meet the Women Redefining the Body Positive Movement by Jenna Moore Barrett from October of 2017. Her first name is spelled GENA-MOUR. And it highlights some of the really great black women in this movement and their activism. And I think that that's a really relevant and important place to start if you're just getting into this movement, especially if you're a white person just getting into this movement, and you want to think about all the types of bodies that are marginalized. You know, it's really, really easy for me to exist as a white woman in this body positive space, and it might not be as easy, or it is not as easy, for black women and other women of color. So in thinking about how we're, you know, focusing on body positivity, I would really encourage everybody to read up
Both of
these articles are really, really great.
So earlier I referenced Use Dudes as my Twitter handle, which I ecstatically stole from the Always Already podcast, which our darling professor, John McMahon, is a part of. It's created by...
He's not our professor anymore.
I have not turned in my final paper yet, so still my professor. And it was created by B. Altman, Rachel Brown, Emily Crandall, John McMahon, and James Padiglione. So sorry if I butchered your name. And it's a podcast about critical theory, political theory, social theory, and philosophy. I love it. Half the time it goes over my head. That's okay.
But we are very inspired by John.
Obscenely so.
Obscenely inspired by John. I wouldn't have written my thesis the same way if it weren't for John.
A blessing.
Dang, what a blessing. Let's talk for a second about our goals with this podcast.
Oh, heavens.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking as far as your goals?
I'd really like to interrogate how I think about my own body and the biases I have for other bodies. Walking through the world, interpreting things, and working to interrogate those ideas.
For sure.
And I'm hoping to learn from you. Yeah, and just sort of have like an evolution in how I think about this topic.
Yeah, I'm on board and completely agree. I want to be educated. I want to put some more education out into the world, some more perspective. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, give us an opportunity to come together and talk about things that are going on in our lives and give us a way to channel some of our bad feelings.
Bad mojo.
So we did some recon too, because we were wondering if we were going to be the first podcast about body positivity, and our initial research said yes.
Yeah, we were like, oh wow.
Yeah, we were like, amazing. Wow, really incredible. And we were wrong.
Very wrong.
We were really wrong. There's a podcast that Bustle is doing called The Bodcast. Mm-hmm. And there's also another podcast called The Body Podcast, which is just a great name. And I'm...
No big deal.
I'm a little mad about it.
Good job.
Great name. I mean, good for you guys, but I'm a little mad about it. But we know that there are other body positive podcasts out there, but ours is different, isn't it?
Yeah, so sort of how you were talking earlier about like the birthplace of the body positivity movement being focused around fat identities.
Yeah.
And I've seen that to be the focus of most of the body positivity podcasts.
Exactly. Which is great. But...
Absolutely. So I think we're bringing a more intersectional lens.
Yeah.
I hope. Hopefully. You know, we have these, you know, last 4 years of being poli-sci majors.
Yeah. Dealing with a lot of critical identity stuff. Mm-hmm. Lots of hashtag activism.
Marxism.
Oh yeah, lots of Marxism, lots of socialism, mm-hmm. Lots of Weeks. Goddamn, Kathy Weeks. Ooh, labor theory.
Right, but I think what's going to be great about this is the combination of our identities.
Yeah,
me as a skinny person who is outwardly healthy, who is chronically ill and trans, mm-hmm. and you,
and me as a fat girl. Yeah. As a queer fat girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because we, like, I mean, we said at the beginning, we just talk so much about our bodies all the time, mm-hmm. and I think our perspectives and our drive and our particular lens of looking at body positivity will hopefully be very unique and very intersectional, and something that is educational and interesting and different from these other body positivity podcasts, because the whole concept of body positivity is all bodies are good bodies, mm-hmm. and if you're not talking about all bodies,
right, then what's the point?
Yeah, so we're proud to be doing that. We hope that we're gonna be able to really, really, really tackle all bodies, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
I think we're gonna have really valuable conversation that most people should hear.
Yeah, I think not a lot of people really talk very openly about their bodies.
Absolutely.
It's seen as kind of like a taboo sphere when everybody has bodies. That's our intro. Everybody has bodies.
Well, I have a body.
You have a body. We all have bodies. Yeah. Why aren't we talking about it? Why aren't we, you know, destigmatizing the very things that we live in? Like, we live in these bodies and we can't even talk about them. So we just, yeah, that's what we're going with.
I spend so much time in this body.
Yeah. You spend 100% of your time in this body.
Arguably. Maybe when I'm dissociating from pain, less so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so why don't we talk about what kinds of things we're planning on talking about in this podcast?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so Alyssa and I had a beautiful brainstorming session.
Yeah.
It's
pretty wild.
It was beautiful, where we just sat down and we wrote out hundreds of topics, some about things that we've talked about before, and some topics like that we want to sort of bite into in the future.
Yeah. It was pretty wild because it was the day after we had talked about it, or maybe 2 days after we had talked about it. It was very fast.
And this was conceived during finals week.
Yeah. This was conceived very shortly ago. Not that long ago. I can grammar. Yeah, this was conceived.
Grammar's fake.
Yeah, grammar's fake. Everything's fake.
And supremacist. And
everything is fake. I know, I was just thinking about how white supremacist, like, grammar works. It was really, oh, man. If you ever get the urge to correct someone's grammar, maybe think about it first.
Maybe sit on your hands for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But what are you really excited about talking about?
Gosh, so much.
So many.
We've outlined our first three episodes. I'm excited for those. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, we can give you a little preview, right?
Yeah.
We're going to just right off the bat be super edgy and talk about skinny shaming.
Edgelords. Skinny shaming. Is it real? Tune in to find out.
The answer is no, but yeah, tune in to find out.
She gave it away.
And then our second episode is about periods, which is also edgy.
Lots of blood.
Lots of gore. Lots of, I mean, I don't want to say gross because that's our, you know, heteropatriarchal conditioning telling us that periods are gross, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Maybe lots of commentary on how uncomfortable it makes people.
Yeah.
Because they perceive it to be gross.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a lot. And then our third episode, we're going to talk about sex.
Yeah. And, I mean, how many episodes are we going to do about sex?
I know. Yeah. That's in my notes, is that we're gonna have to do a lot of episodes about sex. We're going to probably have to do more than one episode about periods, too. I feel like we're going to miss so much. The outline for our period episode is very long.
Oh, yeah.
What about, what are you excited to do right off the bat?
I'm really excited to talk about clothing.
Yeah, always.
And, like, our experience shopping.
Yeah. Because I think it's fair to say that we both are pretty feminine.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, makeup and clothes and stuff like that really appeals to both of us.
Right. And then sort of the different ways that we both have to go throughout the world because of the bodies that we're born into.
Yeah. Because I identify as a cis woman and you don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I do feel great in a dress.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody should feel great in a dress regardless of your identity.
They're so comfortable. I feel like it's like a secret.
And people always think that you're so dressed up.
Like, you're so fancy.
I know. It's like, actually, I just didn't want to put on pants.
I'm wearing one article of clothing.
Yeah.
Maybe I have shorts on underneath. Maybe not.
Who knows?
And sandals.
Yeah.
I the dress I'm wearing right now, I sleep in.
Yeah, it looks super comfy.
It's so good. It's ridiculous.
Nice. Yeah.
Can we get rid of pants?
Yeah, let's just get rid of pants. Let's get rid of all pants. I'm super excited to talk about cellulite.
Hmm.
Yeah, in my preliminary research, it is very, very technical and medical.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really looking forward to unwinding that.
Right.
And figuring out how do we, as laymen, talk about this.
Right. Because I want to know.
Yeah. I want to know without having to understand what adipose is. Although I do know what that is because I watch Doctor Who.
What is adipose?
It's like a, it's like fat.
Why don't they just call it
fat?
Yeah.
Because they're sciency.
Because also, they're elitist.
Also, I'm sure that that is technically wrong. I'm sure that what I just said is technically wrong. And
angry
that,
tweets.
And that someone's going to be like, that's not what adipose is.
Well,
which we is said, fine.
We said bring it.
Yeah, tell me. I'm not, we're both political science majors. Yeah,
proud.
Proud political science majors.
Despite what the man at Bushel and Peck today tried to.
Yeah, we were working on the podcast. We were working on this at Bushel and Peck's, which is a little cute little grocery store slash restaurant in our neighborhood. And this old man just came up to us and started talking about our computers.
And we were being very kind. Truly, we didn't need to spend the emotional energy talking to him. And then How did it come up? He just asked us.
Yeah, he asked us what we were studying.
And, you know, I was like, yeah, we're both poli-sci majors and we're graduating. And he just went on a tirade.
Yeah, he was like, you're never going to work. That's a terrible decision. You're never going to find a job. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, or and if you do, you have to be crooked.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you'll never make money unless you're a crooked politician. And he just kept assuming that the only thing you would go into with a poli-sci degree is that you would be a politician.
Right. I don't think I know. I mean, my understanding is that if you get a poli-sci degree, you're not going into politics.
No, you're doing other things.
You're going into a think tank. You're going into a nonprofit. You're going into business.
You might work in a political office, but that doesn't mean you are a politician.
Absolutely. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, or like you might go to grad school, or you might join the Peace Corps, or you could do literally anything.
Right. Policy.
Yeah, you could do policy. There's so many things for you to do, and this guy is just like, you're never going to find a job.
Right. He's like, I've never seen a job for poli-sci before. It's like, wow, you're really dating yourself.
Yeah. And he was just like, well, you guys should just get teaching degrees and that way you know you can always teach.
But not be a teacher, but be a substitute teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. That is our career path, apparently, Willow, is, well, you, I guess you're just not going to go to grad school anymore and I'm not going to find a job. We're just going to be substitute teachers for the rest of our lives. That's
all
we're good for.
We must have made a mistake with our political science degrees.
Yeah, big mistake.
My 5 years.
Yeah.
Year four.
I think that this is really good for us. We're going to spend a lot of time on this podcast just talking about the terrible experiences we've had with people.
And boy, how easy does the world make that?
I know. It's astonishingly easy. After that guy walked away, I turned to Willow and told them a story about a guy who stopped me in a grocery store and told me women shoppers are stupid.
Man, they just love to talk to you in grocery stores.
They just love to talk to you. They just love to enforce their opinion upon someone and say, you know, listen to me.
Immediately.
I matter. I don't know you. I'm not going to ask your name. I'm not going to be friendly. I'm just going to enforce my opinion upon you.
I think it's amazing. I've taken to grocery shopping with headphones in.
Oh, smart.
And I don't even play things on them, but people will still stop me, like get in front of me, into my personal bubble, and like, you know, gesture to take my headphones out, and then they just like say some fucking shit.
You know, to end this diversion on a really nice note, the other day I was at Walmart, and this woman interrupted me to get something off of a high shelf for her. And I'm a 5'11 for context.
Amazing.
So she was super nice about it and it was very friendly. And so that was a good grocery store interaction.
Thank God. There has to be some.
I know. Well, we've been talking for not very long. But so we are hoping that you guys would leave us reviews. That's going to help us, you know, appear on the iTunes charts. It's going to help us get noticed by other people who could really, you know, enjoy or benefit from what we're doing. And so it'd be really great if you guys could leave us a review, contact us on Twitter or Instagram or our email.
And feel free to tell us what your idea of body positivity is, what you struggle with, what you'd like to hear us chew through.
Yeah, if you guys, I mean, like Willow said, we have a list of hundreds of topics, but if you guys, there are probably things that we're missing. If you guys have something off the top of your head that you want us to talk about, hit it. We will credit you. We will make it happen.
Or if you want to be anonymous, we won't credit
you. Oh, yeah, sure. Be anonymous. I don't care.
Whatever you're cool with.
Whatever you're cool with.
It's all about consent on this podcast.
Absolutely. Everything on this podcast is inclusive, consensual, gentle.
Organic.
Organic. Everything is carbon-based on this.
Welcome to our organic body positivity podcast.
It sounds like we should be doing, like, yoga.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, now...
we need some wind chimes.
Enter into downward dog. I do not have a yoga voice.
No, you're killing it. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. I took a class.
Okay, so we're going to end our episode zero there, and you will hear our voices very, very, very soon to talk about skinny shaming. How excited are you, Willow?
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah. So until then...
fuck the patriarchy.
And take up space.
So how can you contact us? We're on Instagram.
Yeah, we are Beautiful Bodies Podcast on Instagram.
We're on Twitter and Facebook, and we have an email. And all of those will be in our description below.
Yeah, our Twitter is special because they don't allow more than 15 characters in a Twitter username. So our Twitter is BeautBodiesCast. Nice. So beautiful, but without the ifl. But all of those, like Willow said, all these handles and links will be available in the description. Our website, where we are also hosting our audio, will be available. And you can contact us through any of these means to let us know what you think, or to tell us we did terribly, or
don't do that,
or to
I don't want to know.
Ask for a topic, etc., etc.
You know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. Feel free.
Okay, bye.